This is fast shaping up to be my favourite day of the year on Radio Tassie.
It's brilliant. Tonight, 10 and 10 play. Get your eyes around it. Shark Tank is back. And it's so good because, well, Ellie used to be the only inventor on the show.
Correct. I would bring inventions to the show.
All the time.
Regularly.
Well, guess what?
What?
You got competition, buddy. Because me and you, we both, I really like your ideas.
Thank
as
you.
As left of field as they are.
Thank you,
but
sir.
But Shark Tank is all about the new things that maybe no one's ever thought of mm-hmm. before. Have you come up with something that's innovative mm-hmm. that can change the world?
Yeah, I've got like a list of them. But we are joined right now by one of the judges. He's well-versed in the Shark Tank franchise. He's a global businessman. His name is Robert Herjavec. He joins us now. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Ellie. I am dying to hear your amazing ideas.
Well, I'm a bit nervous because you're probably the most esteemed guest we've ever had on this show. Like, your resume reads pretty well. Mm. If you're ever putting it on LinkedIn looking for a new job, I reckon you'll get snapped up pretty quickly. Can you give us a bit of background on who you are and the success you've had?
Well, I'm an Australian now. I'm allowed to say that because I live here now. Ooh. And I married an Australian. Does that make me Australian?
Absolutely.
I don't know. Let's not give him the title just yet. Robert, Tim Tams. Tim Tams, yay or nay?
Oh, absolutely yay. I cannot do Vegemite. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
But I'm married to an amazing Australian, Kim Johnson, who was actually on a TV show here many years ago, Dancing with the Stars.
There you go. So you two are just a reality TV couple.
That's right. That's how we met. We met on a TV show in the U.S. So we're super excited. It's the season premiere tonight. I've been doing the show, Ellie, for 21 years across the globe.
Wow. In that time, how many things have you invested in? How many new clients have you taken on?
Oh, gosh, many. Probably, I think close to $30 million over that time.
Is that right? So, the way the show goes is you say, I'll give you $250 for a 4% stake in your company. How much do you then have to do with that company afterwards? Do you have to go to board meetings or you just give them the money and you're out?
Well, no, I just give them the money and never think about it again. I just, I'm so rich, I just give it to them and don't even expect anything back.
That's good. We like the sound of that, Robert, because we're going to pitch you some ideas. I've got an idea up my sleeve. Ellie's got an idea up hers. And we might not ask for an investment unless you really feel...
I'll ask for a couple of mil.
Will you?
Yeah,
okay.
Why not?
All right.
We've got Robert on the line. We may as well.
Do you want me to start or do you want to go first?
You go first, Tassie.
Okay, all right. So, Robert, my idea is revolutionary, okay? So I'm piggybacking off sushi trains. They're a great food delivery.
I love sushi trains.
I think, why are trains only used for sushi? Let's switch it up. Let's do party pies, small party pies of different flavors, steak and pepper. We've got a chicken one, all sorts of different pies. And they come around on a little pie train. And I'm thinking of restaurant chain franchises. I'm thinking global, but we'll start Sunshine Coast level. What do you think of the pie train?
Well, first of all, Aussies love their pies, as we all know. I am one. You're definitely into a trend. But not to burst your bubble, do you know that restaurant businesses have the highest failure rate of almost any other business?
Yes.
Why is that, Robert?
Because it's very difficult to maintain. When you open up, it's hot. Everybody wants to go there. And then somebody else opens up something down the street. It's very difficult to stay fresh and relevant. But that doesn't mean you can't make it. All you need is a dream, a hope, and lots of capital.
I got a dream, I got a hope, and you're my capital, Robert.
All right, well, Robert, before you give all your money away to Taz, I think you need to hear my idea, which isn't in the hospitality industry, so already a tick there.
Now, stop winking at me. Just tell him your idea.
My idea, Robert, do you own a dog?
I have two dogs. I love dogs.
Ah, well, this, sir, could be the product for you. Sometimes you sit on the couch, your dog comes over for a little pat, and you get a whiff of dead fish smell in their breath. My idea, Robert, is Listerine for dogs.
That's actually a very good idea, because dogs... No, I'm being serious. Dogs have horrible breath.
Yes.
Funny you say that on tonight's premiere episode. I won't spoil it for people, but there's an amazing dog product on there.
Is there? Is it Listerine for dogs, or am I too late to the party?
You're never too late, but it's a great idea. Yeah.
So
that's an interesting idea.
How much am I getting? Like 2 mil, 3 mil from you, or should we talk about
that? It doesn't work that way. You have to ask for a certain amount of money, you see. Okay. But your idea was better. I will say that.
Thank you. Well, look, I've been in the game longer than Taz when it comes to inventions, so it makes sense. Robert, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We're so excited to watch this new season of Shark Tank. Is there any little giveaways you can give us about what we can expect? We know this is a dog-related product tonight, but any other invention that you've seen this year that you think is going to be huge?
There's drama, there's chaos, and there's an incredible spirit of innovation. You're going to see some amazing Australian businesses, and you're going to see people change their lives. It's really fun. It's a good episode.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you, guys.
It's Ellie and Taz for The Drive Home.